Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into my podcast, Xena Life as a Dominatrix. This is episode 25. This will be broadcasted on Tuesday, November 29th, 2022. Before I get started on today's topic, I do have a Venmo page. Each and every my podcast episode leads to my Venmo. Tips are not obligated, but tips are appreciated. So thank you very much. So today's topic is something a little different. I'm just going to call it Valencia garbage. I don't like to talk about current news or politics, but what's going on right now just really made my blood boil. It pissed me off to the core. So I'm just going to call this Valencia garbage. 6 days ago, the company Balenciaga posted photos of their latest campaign of children holding not teddy bears, but bondage bears. In the photos, the children looked very uncomfortable, and I thought immediately, okay, where's the parents? Where are the parents of these children? So I could understand if it were somebody that's an adult holding a bondage bear posing for this garbage brand, but for little children to pose with these little bondage bears was like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? What is this? So yeah, about 6 days ago, this news broke out. The company posted these photos on their Instagram, on their Twitter, on their official website. And then they deleted their Twitter, their whole entire Twitter page, because of all the backlash. And then they removed the photos of the children from their Instagram and their main website. And then they removed all the content from their entire Instagram page. So they finally put out an apology stating, "We apologize for displaying unsettling documents in our campaign. We take this matter very seriously and are taking legal action against the parties responsible for creating the set and including unapproved items for our campaign photo shoot. We strongly condemn abuse of children in any form. We stand for children's safety and well-being." For each and every company, this is not reading from their website, but this is just all my viewpoint. This is my podcast. This is my opinion. You could disagree with me. You could agree with me. That's your choice. But my opinion, their apology came a little too late. I feel like they did this on purpose and just for publicity, because if it's good news, there'll be, of course, publicity. If it's bad news, of course, it'll be publicity. So it's such a shame. It really is. So they also said in their document, "We sincerely apologize for any offense our campaign may have caused. Our plush bear bags should not have been featured with children in this campaign. We have immediately removed the campaign from all platforms." Well, my question is, it's not a question, but for each and every photo shoot, the creative director, the photographer, the brand owner, art direction, they're all involved. So it's like, I just feel like they intentionally posted these photos. That's just my opinion. And if this was a big mistake, then why couldn't somebody at this company say something? So the famous celebs who have recently modeled in their garbage have not commented on this controversy. Celebrities like Nicole Kidman, Dua Lipa, Bella Hadid, Cardi B, not a peep from them, which is pretty much pathetic in my opinion. It's like, sure, they model in their glamorous brand, glamorous clothes, and holding up their garbage handbags, but they can't even say anything. It's like these models all have like a ball gag in their mouth and they can't even like speak. It's so disappointing. And these so-called celebrities are supposed to be role models? I don't think so. The only person that did speak up was Kim Kardashian. She's been in recent photo shoots with them. And I guess she's like a brand partner. So she did post on their Twitter, "I have to reconsider leaving the brand." It's like, dude, like, what? Reconsider? No. I mean, I like her comment just didn't make sense. And my opinion, I just think she's still with them for the money. And it's like, okay, this brand has such a negative impact right now because of this specific campaign that she could have left. She's got tons of money. Why couldn't she? Why can't she? Probably some kind of contract bullshit. I don't usually talk about news much, current news, but this really infuriated me. It pissed me off to the core because these children in this campaign just very, very, very uncomfortable. So, the current owner of Twitter, Elon Musk, he did tweet on the 24th of November, he stated, "Removing child exploitation is priority number one." I think that's great. And what did Balenciaga do? They totally disappeared from Twitter. They wiped their whole entire Twitter account. It's like, were they exploiting children all along and nobody noticed? It's like this is like, it's so in, it's so like, ugh, it's disgusting. So I observed some more photos of this campaign. And there's another child in the campaign. But there's a lot of background imagery in this particular photo. You'd have to look for yourself on Twitter if you'd like. I'm not going to share the photos. I'm just not going to, but just the child just looked very uncomfortable. And another child in another campaign or in another photo for this Balenciaga garbage brand. My question is, where are the parents? What the fuck? But in this particular photo with the second child, there's a bondage collar on the floor. The bondage bear on the floor and the little girl just standing there, just posing. And there's other objects in the photo on the floor as well. It's like, really, really, you fuckers? Like I hate the brand so much for doing this. It's obvious child exploitation. And the other photo with the child holding the bondage bear, just ridiculous. I'm just looking at the photos right now. Another photo, another child with the bondage bear on the floor. There's other like objects that Balenciaga sells on their garbage website. Another photo of a child just looks uncomfortable. Another bondage bear. Yeah. And there's the whole campaign's very, very dark. And so there's a lot of background imagery, like, for instance, a bear with a third eye, or a panda eye bear, or just little subliminal messages that it's like they intentionally did this. The brand, they intentionally did this. So I'm just scrolling through. It's just sickening. It really is. And I'm just scrolling more. And they have the adults posing in their garbage. And even in the photos with the adults, there's some subliminal messages going on. like background imagery where you'd have to really zoom into the photo and see and see what is really going on in the photo. But why I wanted to discuss this today is because this is current news and has to do with BDSM. BDSM should only be for adults. BDSM should be safe, sane, and consensual. No child can consent to this. No child should become involved with BDSM whatsoever. So, the brand Balenciaga Garbage, they are suing. They filed a $25 million lawsuit against the producers of the controversial BDSM teddy bear ad campaign. So, like, who are they suing? They're suing the producers. Interesting. Very interesting. And there's more and more to the story where they discuss the talent agent for these models for Balenciaga. And there's a whole background history of these talent agents with this specific agency and their dark past and dark present. So there was another tweet from the photographer of this campaign. He stated, "Why restrict?" This is a previous tweet he tweeted back in July of this year. It was an actual article in the Chicago Sun-Times. He actually tweeted this. He said, "Why restrict child porn but not guns?" And this is the current photographer for this brand, and he actually tweeted that. See, that's just wrong in my opinion. Sure, people tweet stupid shit. People regret tweets, but this tweet is repulsive. Yeah, so basically all over Twitter, people are, disgusted. Average people are discussing this whole BDSM bears, teddy bears that these children are posing with. And it's wrong, and other people see that it's wrong. Some tweet, somebody actually said something like, oh, what did he say? He's like, oh, but people take their children to Hooters. Yeah, that's wrong too, because the women there are pretty much half naked. And also, there was another tweet from another individual. They were stating, oh, but these children, they're beauty pageants. They're in beauty pageants and they're being sexualized. Again, that's totally wrong. And these beauty pageants for children should immediately be off air, should not even happen. That just reminded me, this movie. It's a great movie, I think, in my opinion. It's called Little Miss Sunshine, and it's about a little girl entering a contest for a beauty pageant, and Steve Carell's in it, other actors, I can't remember their names. It's a great movie. But there was a scene in this movie where all these little girls were all dressed up in makeup and looking like porcelain dolls. It's like, really? Like, I don't know. That's just my opinion. Just children pageants shouldn't even happen. Children posing with bondage teddies shouldn't even happen, in my opinion. So this other photo, this child in Balenciaga, in this Balenciaga, in excuse me, in this Balenciaga garbage campaign. This child is laying on his stomach. The bondage teddy bear is behind him, but there's a glass table in front of this child. And the glass table has like wine glasses, champagne glass. It's like, what the fuck is that about? Seriously. And then there's other imagery from the creative director, there's a dark past and dark present about her as well, satanic and et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going to get into that. It's just like when I saw the photos on Twitter, I'm like, whoa, like how are these photos even on Twitter? Like that's disgusting, you know? So I think Elon Musk has a lot of work to do to really crack down on sickos and child porn, and it's just disgusting. It's sick. And the models and celebrities who have recently and in the past posed and modeled in Balenciaga garbage. They should speak up for sure. I'm sure they're probably like told by their managers not to say anything because they're probably in a contract. That's my opinion, but or my guess, my assumption, but yeah, it's not right. It really isn't right. So they are in my book, Balenciaga Garbage. Luckily, I've never purchased anything from them in the past or present. Yeah, and I will never, never, never. So to ownership, going to ownership. Balenciaga's parent company, Kering, has stayed silent on this scandal. They have not issued any statements or apologies. This speaks volumes. Silence equals complicity. These are the major fashion houses that they own. This company is owned by this guy who's married to Salma Hayek. So this company owns Gucci, Saint Laurent, Bottega Veneta, Balenciaga, Alexander McQueen, Briani, some company I never heard of, and then jewelry companies. So it's like that's kind of really fishy that they haven't made a statement if they own Balenciaga. That's like what the fuck? So yeah, it's just wrong. If you'd like to dare see these photos, they're on Twitter. They're just these kids are innocent. They're just, and shame on the parents for sure. Yeah, it's like, sure, they could have been doing it for money or exposure, the parents, but to exploit your child is so incredibly wrong. So I know this episode was pretty different, but had to do with BDSM. In a negative way, though, because children shouldn't be posing with BDSM bondage teddies whatsoever. It makes BDSM look bad, but once again, a child should not be involved with this whatsoever. Whatsoever. Just terrible. Shame on all the celebrities and models who have not spoken a peep about this. There were other controversies in the past with previous brands. Boy, I can't even remember the controversies, but this is the current one, and how these asshole brands are getting away with it, and then they remove the content and apologize. It's like, really, did you really accidentally post those photos, or did you purposely post these photos? Or did you do it for exposure or do it for a lawsuit to try to attempt to win $25 million? I mean, they have enough money there. It's a conspiracy, but it's just wrong. It really is wrong. These children are innocent, and this will affect them for the rest of their life. And it's wrong. So I hope you enjoyed my podcast episode called Balenciaga Garbage. If you would like to comment or have any questions on this particular subject, you could feel free and email me. Your input is appreciated, and donations are appreciated as well via Venmo, but they're not obligated. Just want to let you know that. And I think I covered it. I'm still pretty angry about this because these are innocent children that shouldn't be exposed like this whatsoever. So I hope you enjoyed this listen, and have a great day. And the next episode will be more positive, I promise. So yeah, have a great day. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.